Ready? To begin our board meeting. Good morning, I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Today is May 12th and we're in San Luis Obispo. Welcome to everybody that's here. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions for us?
How about roll call for starters?
Okay.
Thank you. Monica Hunter.
Here.
Gary Shellcross.
Here.
Jeffrey Young.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
John Hayashi.
Present.
Here.
Les Belker.
Here.
Daniel Press, absent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We just heard from Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant. And seated right next to her is Michael Thomas, our assistant executive officer. Over here we have Lori Oaken from the State Water Resources Control Board, who is our counsel. And we do not have our representative this morning from the State Water Resources Control Board, Mr. Jerry Secundi. We have several items that, or a couple items actually, where we have supplemental sheets that were prepared after the agenda itself was sent out. I'll mention what those are in case you haven't received those. We do have extra copies of them if you're interested in those items. They're available in the back. So first of all, for item number 9, the perchlorate cases, we have a couple supplemental sheets regarding the Olin site. Item 14 is the Santa Cruz landfill. I have a supplemental sheet for that. And by the way, on that item, it's at least in my version, it's not on yellow paper. It's a letter from Santa Cruz County with attachments. Oh, I got the mark by the wrong one. Thank you. Got the wrong landfill. Item 13 is Buena Vista Landfill, Santa Cruz County. And then item 24, we have a supplemental sheet for the executive officer's report. That's it for the supplemental sheets, I believe. Also, we have testimony cards in the back room, courtesy of Chris Adair of our staff. So if you have not filled one out already and you're interested in speaking to one of those items, if you could do so and hand those to Chris, that would be helpful. This morning we have two new staff who we would like to introduce to everyone. And John Robertson, our senior who is supervising those new staff, will provide the introductions.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs, members of the board. First, I'd like to introduce you to Peter Mertens. Peter is a graduate of Cal Poly, both with his bachelor's degree in ornamental horticulture, and then his master's in landscape architecture with an emphasis, among other things, in geographic information systems, or GIS, something that actually drew us to him and him to us, I believe. While at Cal Poly, Peter worked with the Water Board on the Paired Watershed Study in the Morro Bay watershed. He developed their website and did GIS analysis with that. Over the last 3 years, Peter has worked with the Morro Group, a local environmental consulting agency, and while there, he's worked on a couple projects of note that you might be familiar with. He worked on the remediation effort at the Cambria Unified School District site, and then he also worked on a wetlands mitigation project associated with Froome Ranch here in San Luis Obispo. Peter's joining us in the non-point source group focused on the ag regulation effort, and Peter will be managing the databases and performing GIS analysis associated with that. I'd like to welcome Peter to our staff. This is Dean Thomas. Dean Thomas comes to us most recently from
Geomatrix.
Matrix, thank you. Dean is a graduate of UC Davis with his bachelor's degree in UC Riverside, and this is where I put in the shameless plug for our alma mater, UC Davis. Go Aggs. I mentioned he received his master's from UC Riverside. Dean is a registered geologist with 12 years experience. Among his experience includes groundwater cleanup sites. He's experienced in groundwater flow and transport modeling and groundwater basinal analysis. And Dean will be joining us in the landfill unit, filling a vacancy in the landfill unit, responsible primarily for Salinas Valley landfill sites. Mm-hmm. So welcome to Dean. We're glad to have him, too.
Okay. Will we have